Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
People in the public eye should never take their press releases too seriously. One day the crowd cries, "Hosanna!" And soon, "Crucify!" 1 minute Paul and Barnabas are worshipped as gods, and the next being stoned. So it is with David in this passage, 1 Chronicles 14, verses 1 to 17. When Hiram, king of Tyre, heard of David's throne being secured, he, quote, sent messengers to David and cedar trees with masons and carpenters to build him a house. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, verses 1 and 2. How thankful we can be for people who are ready to build us up, and in such a way that we know it is the Lord establishing us. But to the south, a very different attitude was in vogue. Quote, "When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David," verse 8. A construction team coming one way, the demolition crew coming the other. David was ready to protect his foundling kingdom and its subjects, but wisely, before he gave the command to attack, he checked with his commander. Quote, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" Verse 10. "Yes," said the Lord. Sure enough, Israel routed them, so much so that, quote, "they left their gods there." The only way to get warmth from an idol? Quote, "they were burned with fire," verse 12. But note, when the Philistines returned for round two, David didn't presume victory. Back to God he went. No, quote, "you shall not go up after them," verse 14. Instead, circle behind them. Then, when you hear, quote, "a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees," verse 15, attack. And just as with us today, if we follow his directives, "from victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed." Written by B. Millard.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.